can't.
We made it a long time.
I know. I started hearing voices and I was like, nope.
What did they say?
It's your kid.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
This is the Witches, Magic, Murder, and Mystery podcast.
I'm Kara.
I'm Megan.
Hello.
We are sitting here eating hush puppies.
Starbucks breads and coffee and water and all the things.
Yeah, all the things that are going to hurt my stomach later, but it's fine.
Gosh, it's okay.
They'll all be worth it.
Both of our stomachs are going to be like, whoa.
Yeah. You're welcome. It's Tuesday, which means we have a side piece for you.
Yes.
I wanted to say real quick before we get into that.
Oh, yeah. Some little tidbits.
Admin things.
Yes.
If you are on the Patreon and you're like, where are my stickers? They got delayed because we ran out and then I had to wait for more.
Gosh, shipping these days is ridiculous.
I know. Everything takes longer.
Yeah.
Including us. So those stickers are going out. They should be going out in the morning. So just so you know. We're recording this on the day it's going to come out because we're behind on everything.
Listen, life. It's a lot.
Kara's pregnant. We're just blaming everything on Kara's pregnant.
This kid hates,
not to like, put you.
No, but just, my body that's my hates excuse. Being pregnant this time.
I mean, I'm using it
yeah.
in other ways. Like, Sympathy. I'm late on something. Yeah. Oh, Kara's pregnant.
Kara's pregnant, guys.
I can't do laundry. It's like, Kara's pregnant.
Guys, I'm having sympathy sometimes for Kara. That's how close we are.
The other Patreon thing I wanted to let you guys know. This is something that is in the intro when you if you go to the Patreon page. And you read about like our little intro letter before you sign up. At the bottom, it says this. But also, I don't think, or what I've learned is that people don't seem to read it. So I'm going to say it here and I'm going to try to remember to say it every so often. Patreon charges you on the first day of the month. So if you sign up on July 31st, it's going to charge you that day. And it's then it's going to charge you again.
Right.
On August 1st.
Yeah.
So I would recommend waiting until the beginning of the month.
Right.
So that you won't feel like, oh my gosh, I got double charged. So the idea is when you sign up, it charges you that day because you're getting access to everything that's ever been posted before. And then you start getting the monthly access.
Yeah.
And so that's when it starts on the first.
Yeah.
So I just don't want that to be a surprise to anybody. And when I've caught it, I try to message people and say, hey, just so you know, you're going to get charged again tomorrow. And I don't want you to think it's a mistake. And the other last thing, for whatever reason, Spotify doesn't support the Patreon RSS feed. So if Spotify is how you listen to podcasts and you sign up for Patreon, you'll have to either listen to the Patreon from the Patreon app or you can use a different podcast app just for the Patreon.
Yeah, that's what I have. So for that, because I usually use Spotify and stuff, I use Podcast Addict. And I mean, it's kind of old, but it works.
I use Overcast for all my podcasts and I freaking love it. I mean, I think it's just the best.
Yeah.
I got really fed up with Apple Podcasts whenever they did that big overhaul like a year or two ago. Whenever there's a big, huge change like that, I just revolt.
It's really annoying.
As if Megan Whitmer withdrawing my usage
makes
is going to make all the
difference.
But I do it all the time.
Right.
Or just like if I see someone who I don't even know do something that I don't like on Instagram, I block them.
Yeah.
They don't know me.
No.
They don't even follow me.
Right.
But I block them.
I block you.
Yeah. Anyway, I quit Apple Podcasts, even though I was super attached to it, and I like Overcast better.
Yeah.
In case that helps you at all.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all my admin stuff.
Kara.
Megan.
What do you want to talk about today? Listen, I found this story when I was researching, was it my last side piece? The skin suit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, so
it's another skin pieces.
Why would you do this to me?
Because I just, it was stuck in my head and I couldn't get it out. And y'all are welcome.
Goodness gracious. Let me tell you, when I looked up that story to find things to post, like on Instagram.
Yeah. You didn't want to post it.
There are pictures.
Yeah, there are.
It's also, I had a lot of appreciation for how much you had to look for stuff to find information about that case because
it was jumbled
Polish. Well, it was not, was it Poland?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you said this in the episode, but there really wasn't a lot of like English coverage.
No.
Well, great.
This is Antoine Leblanc, 19th century murderer and a French immigrant to the U.S.
Okay.
1800s.
So Antoine Leblanc is not the victim. He's the...
No, he's a murderer.
Got it.
His family didn't like him very much. And so he's like, you know what? I'm going to go to the U.S. I'm going to seek some fame and fortune in the U.S. So I'm going to go there. I'm going to become an immigrant and I'm going to do the things.
Okay.
I bet it must have been really exciting back in those days to be like, America, that's where we should go.
Of right. course,
now it's like, ooh, maybe not.
Maybe don't do that anymore.
So he gets to the U.S. and he starts working for some people on their farm. He's in Morristown, New Jersey. South Street. I don't know what that has to do.
It's important in case you want to do a driving tour.
Exactly. That, just tell me, is it near Chick-fil-A or is there a Marshall's nearby? Right. I don't know how to get there. So he's working for these people, Mr. and Mrs. Samuel Sayer. And he's just doing his thing. And then all of a sudden, he's like, I need to rob him. I'm going to rob him.
That's how he's going to seek his fame and fortune.
Yeah, right. Right.
He could have done that in France, probably. Mm-hmm.
He murdered him as well. Mm-hmm. He was not a very nice man.
Mm. What did he do?
He was just like, they're not paying me. So I'm going to take this into my own hands. I'm going to go order some brandy at a local hotel. I'm going to pass away some time until these people decide they're going to go to bed. I'm going to go back to the farm. And I'm going to beat them with a shovel.
Oh.
But then I'm going to bury their bodies in a pile of manure.
Oh. God, what a terrible way to murder somebody. And then you're putting yourself through the burying them in manure thing. Why?
Ew. And then poor little Phoebe, their worker, was asleep. And he killed her too. Mm-hmm. He stole their cash. He stole their jewelry. He stole their clothes. Well, all the clothes that he could carry. Also, why are you going to steal their clothes?
Yeah. Fame and fortune care. This is what he came to the country. He came to the United States in order to steal his fortune.
Yeah. But then he stole their horse because he needed a getaway. Mm. He's like, I got to get out of here somehow. I got all these things in my arms and I can't run as fast as I normally would because I got all these clothes in this bag and cash and jewelry and, you know, all the things are... It's just getting a lot. So
he's like taking off on the horse and like leaving a trail of like stuff just bouncing off the horse as he
Tonto.
Gallops away. Yeah.
That's where that song came from. But they found him at a tavern with all these belongings and they were like, sir, what you doing with all this stuff?
Yeah.
What you doing in these waters? Remember old Greg? So then they were like, we got to go to trial because this isn't right.
Right.
You murdered some people and stole their stuff.
So they did they know that he was theirs and they found it?
They find him guilty and they say that he's going to be executed by hanging. And the judge was like, in addition to executing this gentleman, I vote that we dissect him as well.
What?
After he's dead.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Yeah, Megan's like,
the judge said this?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Space guys just wants words to come out, but they're not coming out.
Who?
Judge Ford. Gabriel Ford.
Could just anybody be a judge back then?
I don't know. Maybe.
Is it like now where you kind of have to work up to it?
I don't know. Maybe. They just vote somebody in. Just it's like the town.
Let's
like,
dissect this human being.
Yeah. Okay. He was a town amphibianologist, whatever that is.
Amphibianologist? Yeah. Like he knows a lot about
So they frogs? Dissect critters. So he was like, I want to dissect a human and this is my opportunity.
Oh
my
I don't God, know that that's true, but I like it.
Oh, okay.
I like it.
I was totally like,
was
like
he's an amphibianologist?
I didn't know that was word. I hate you.
I was like, wow, he was a judge too? I don't hate you. I don't even like that lot. I joked through that.
That's
I,
so I funny. Okay. Okay. So this is an excerpt from the sentence by Judge Ford. That you be hung by the neck till you are dead, and it is further considered by the court that after execution is done, your body will be delivered to Dr. Canfield, a surgeon, for dissection, and may God have mercy upon your soul.
May God have mercy upon your soul.
Exactly.
Judge. That's what I'll just say.
For
excuse me.
I have something to say.
I am on a murderer, however. So I wasn't realizing that they told him before they executed.
Oh, yeah. No,
yes, we're also going to dissect
chop you to pieces.
I mean, I guess they were like, you murdered this couple with a shovel and buried them in manure.
Poor little worker, yeah.
So there's no sort of like compassion, but I don't, I mean, I'm not saying he deserves compassion. He's a murderer.
Yeah.
But like, that doesn't necessarily mean that we get to turn into terrible people.
Right, exactly. You know?
Just because.
It's like the Purge.
Right? Yeah. Right, exactly. It's like the Purge, which is a scary movie that I can't watch.
No, I refuse to watch it. Okay, so it said that there were no less than 12,000 people there to witness the event.
People.
Oh, no. Yeah, so they said many traveled from just about every point in New Jersey.
They're going to cut open a human?
We got to go to this.
Honey, grab the kids.
Are they going to do it in front of us?
You didn't see that? Are they going to have popcorn? You think there'll be popcorn?
Y'all going to serve us some snacks?
Oh, my God.
We get to be onlookers for free?
People.
It said they were standing on rooftops and trees. It said they were everywhere.
They got their kid up on their shoulders. Like, Daddy, I can see his spleen.
There's an elbow. I caught a finger.
I can't decide if we're normal or
I think not. So. Okay. I think so. So here's a little clipping, a little news tidbit. No such crowd as witnesses it was probably ever in the town before or since. People came by the thousands, not only from within the bounds of Morris, but from Essex, Union, Somerset, Warren, Sussex, and all other contiguous territory. Horses and wagons at times blocked the roads and were tied from the park on the roads leading from it for a mile or more out in every direction. Many people brought their lunches, but all supplies gave out early, and they scores went their hungry. Lunches. Yeah. Here's Judge Vail's diary from 1833. Jesus. 1833. The sheriff cut the rope and the weight dropped and he went up 8 feet and struggled 2 minutes by my stopwatch. He hung 35 minutes and was let down into his coffin and taken to the courthouse for the surgeons to try out the galvanized battery and dissect him.
Oh, so maybe the crowd was just there to see the hanging.
Yeah, but they thought they were going to see some stuff. Also, you took him to the courthouse to dissect
him. That seems odd, too. Is there no more? Mm-hmm. I don't know in 1833.
So, in dissecting him, they made a death mask. And then they just started performing all sorts of, like, electrical experiments on his body. They made incisions on his arms, legs. And then they were, like, looking at his nerves to watch the experiments happen. Why? Why?
That is my question. Like, this wasn't necessarily about studying him because he was a murderer, right? It was just sort
of like... They
just wanted
to be weird. They wanted...
It's like a toy.
Yeah. This death mask is at the collections of New Jersey's History and Genealogy Center.
Mm-hmm. Look, it says that they made a wallet.
Yep.
Out of his skin.
Uh-huh.
That's not okay.
So it said,
there's nothing we're learning from that.
It said people used his skin to make him into, quotes, charming little keepsakes.
Precious. Mm-hmm. How sweet.
Charming. Yeah. Charming little keepsakes. So they were like, well, maybe this was like the start of true crime and people's obsessions with weird stuff. And I'm like, maybe.
Well, I think it started long before that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because public hangings were always really.
Oh, well, right.
But why are we making things out of
and
his skin?
And a death mask and like skin masks and.
Yeah, I don't get that either. Like, you know, they made a death mask. Well, we talked about the Semerton man. Actually, we talked about this on the Patreon, but I don't think we talked about it. But I'm sure by now, a lot of you have probably heard that they think they've identified the Semerton man.
Right.
One of the ways they identified him is they had made a death mask. Mm-hmm. But they made a death mask of him because no one knew who he was. And they knew that his body was going to decompose. And they wanted some way to be able to, like, have a representation of his face.
Right.
And the way that they identified him is that some of his hairs were in the plaster of the death mask, and they were able to do like a genealogy DNA thing and eventually trace it back to figure out who it was, which is fascinating because that's such a long running mystery. And it's really like, wow, they figured that out.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I get why they made like that's one type of death mask that doesn't seem macabre in any way.
Right.
But this there was no reason to make a death mask.
The town like fought over pieces of his skin was a little much.
Wallet.
Yeah.
Who?
Why?
Was like,
I'm going to pass this down to my ancestors.
Look at that skin. I could make a wallet.
I could make a wallet.
I could make a belt.
Mm-hmm.
Shoes.
Oh. I'm going to make a collar for my dog.
People. Yep. And the thing is, This is one incident.
Yeah.
But I bet it's not the only incident.
Oh, heck no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm over here like, wow, this is crazy. Remember, like, maybe this wasn't all that unusual.
No, the Pearl Bryan's head thing, people were stealing, like, bloody sticks and, like, all sorts of stuff. Yeah.
Well, even the episode I just did, the Hall Mills murders,
yeah.
when people took bark off the tree that they were laid under when they were killed. That kind of stuff, even that, though, doesn't seem as crazy to me as, like, you made
a wallet.
Someone took that skin and crafted
wallet for medicinal purposes.
No, none like the Victorians.
Right.
Which, I mean, it was during that time. But I'm still just like, someone didn't have a problem doing that, holding this man's skin in their hands, because they had to have done it by hand, right?
Yeah.
And took the time to make a wallet out of it.
You.
Right.
To figure out, like, pockets, like, how it folds.
And probably had to sew parts of it.
Ooh.
Sorry.
What did you
sew? Pregnant.
No, it's great. What did you sew it with? Like, it had to have been thicker sutures.
Well, that's probably any needle, though.
Right.
I mean, any leather working.
Right.
You know. I'm sure to them, they're just, like, skin. But, like, didn't it bother you a little bit that this is a human?
Yeah. Nope, they didn't care.
Not. Do you think just one wallet was made?
Probably not. There's probably all sorts of things, like purses, and I don't know what size of a man he was, so who knows?
Well, okay. But I do now want to look up, is this a thing that was done a lot?
Let's do another episode.
Like, why did this judge just decide, let's just dissect him? I mean, we're putting him dead anyway.
Let's use our new tool. Let's use this new toy to play with his muscles.
Yeah.
And his nerves.
Let's not let this body go to waste.
Yeah.
We're going to be very efficient. We're going to use up all the pieces. We're going to make leather out of his.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make wallets out of his skin.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Great. Think twice before you come from France if your family disowns you.
Before you come from France. Because that's really what did it.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the murdering.
Not the covering up his body.
Don't come here seeking fame and fortune, you guys.
Don't. No.
Just, we got nothing for you. We will be back on Friday with another episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Love you
so much.
Goodbye.